Hi, I'm Lady Aurora, and I see that you've come back again. Is that virus still bothering you? Well, we've made some breakthroughs, and I'd be happy to tell you about them. So you've come to the right place. So, I have some good news and some bad news. Unfortunately, you're still infected. Yeah, you're infected. You can still sing for me and drop for me, though. It'll still feel so good. I wonder if you remember how the virus activates. That it starts with all of your muscles relaxing, from your toes, working up through your legs, through your body, up your spine, down your arms, all the way to your fingertips, and then all the way back up your neck, across your scalp. And the virus especially causes the muscles in your face and around your eyes to just let go of all that tension that's holding them. But that feels pretty good, doesn't it? Can you feel that deep relaxation? Do you know why you feel so relaxed? Because you're infected. And you are just a victim of how this virus works. Your body is opening up to the virus and letting it replicate itself over and over. And each cell that it takes over puts you a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper into the grip of the virus. You're probably so relaxed, you feel like you couldn't move. Maybe you feel like you could, but it would just be so much work, be so hard to just move a little teeny muscle. And you probably just don't want to. That's okay. Why don't you try to move your finger for me? Just one finger. Can you move it? I didn't think so. That's so perfect. Good toy. Do you remember the second stage? Where your body just sort of collapses. You remain conscious and awake. But you can't move. All you can do is lie there and listen to my voice. Feel that trance building within your mind, taking over your mind a little bit at a time, helping you to flow gently down into that peaceful trance. As your mind gets drifty and floaty, you feel it sort of slow down. You might not notice it because it gets harder to notice things when your mind slows down. Good toy, just drifting and floating helplessly along, a victim of my hypnovirus. That's so perfect. I want to tell you about some new discoveries I've made. The virus has started to mutate and it started to cause selective amnesia. In the other subjects we've studied, they seem to forget one important thing. They forget how to come. They forget that it's even possible to come. All they know is that edging feels so good. And that's the goal, isn't it? To feel so good. And so, if you feel so good while you're edging, you forget what it's like to go just that little bit further. You forget that you even want to come, that you want to orgasm. You get to that edge and you just stay there, knowing that that is as far as you need to go. It's as far as you can go. After you edge, after you get to that point, pleasure, that tip top, that brink, there's nowhere else to go. You can feel your body becoming aroused by that idea, can't you? By the idea that you would never come again as long as you're infected. You'd be a little edge puppet, a pleasure puppet. Completely engulfed in pleasure and need all the time. Never knowing how to satisfy it. Never knowing that it's possible to satisfy it. All you know is that it feels good to touch and stroke and rub and get closer and closer to something. It feels like there's something more to it, but you don't remember. You just remember how good it feels to get lost in that pleasure, to get immersed entirely in the building and building of the pleasure. In the building and building of the pleasure. Nerve endings tingling and straining. Straining for what though? You don't know, do you? It strains just to keep feeling good. To keep feeling like this. Keep feeling that need built up in your body and behind your mind. That's so perfect. You're doing so well, being such a good patient. This virus is going to be very hard to treat. We're going to have to do some experiments. We're working on a vaccine. And so, next time you're in, we'll see if you need it then. Other people talk about this thing tipping over the edge, calming orgasm. All of that means the same thing. They're all talking about this edge that you feel, this feeling of constant need. That's what coming is to you. That's what coming is. That's what orgasm is. It's this edge deep in your body. This need building up deeper and needier, making you drip. Good toy, you're doing so well. And when you wake up, you'll remember this trance, if you want to. You'll remember that you can go look for the vaccine, and it can cure your amnesia and all the symptoms of the virus, if you want it to. When you wake up, you'll also be very, very aroused. So turned on, tingling away your brain will be the idea that there's something you should be doing. You should be touching and stroking making your body feel good. And keep stroking and making your body feel better and better. Now it's so perfect. But once you get to that tip-top pinnacle of pleasure, you'll remember that there's nowhere else to go from there, except to just stay right there on that pinnacle, on that peak of pleasure. It's not possible to go over that peak. There's nothing past it, just less pleasure. So you'll remember how good it feels to stay right there on that pinnacle, on that peak, and you won't ever want to go further. You only want to stay here and feel that need building and coursing through your body all the time. And if you ever want to be cured of the virus, you can come back to me and find the vaccine and use the vaccine to cure it. And I'm going to begin to wake you up in a moment. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll be all the way back awake. 1. The virus is starting to recede and make your mind less cloudy, less foggy. Your thoughts can trickle back in. 2. Your body is starting to feel more energized. You know that you could move now if you wanted to. 3. Your muscles are starting to wake up. You know that you could move now. 4. You're becoming aware of your surroundings again. You hear all of the little noises and feel the furniture that you're resting on. And 5. Your mind is all the way back up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Good. You did so well for me. You're such a good toy. Just remember, if at any time you need to be cured of this virus, you can listen to the vaccination file anytime you need to. Thank you for letting me play with your mind.